This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hosted members of the 7 all-party delegations which recently visited various countries as part of country's diplomatic outreach to convey India's strong stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism after Operation Sindoor. The meeting, which took place at the Prime Minister's residence in New Delhi, was attended by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, DMK MP Kannimuri, BJP MPs Ravi Shankar Prasad, Anurag Singh Thakur, Bansuri Swaraj, Nishikant Dubey, Congress MPs Shashi Tharoor and Manish Tiwari and others. The Prime Minister has commended the delegations for their dedication in advancing India's voice on global platforms. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that these representatives played a crucial role in elaborating India's commitment to peace and the need to eradicate the menace of terrorism. The delegations visited 33 countries as part of India's diplomatic outreach to expose Pakistan globally. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has warned Islamabad on cross-border terrorism, saying New Delhi will strike deep into Pakistan if provoked by terrorist attacks. He asserted that there will be retribution against the terrorist outfits and the leadership in case of barbaric acts in the recent Pahalgam attack. Dr. Jaishankar, who is travelling to Europe, currently stated this in an interview with an American political digital newspaper. Addressing the Indian community representatives of Luxembourg and Belgium, Dr. Jaishankar again warned India will retaliate against terrorism regardless of its location in Pakistan.
Prime Minister Modi says Operation Sindoor is not over. There's a clear message there saying we reserve the right to go after terrorists anytime, anywhere, if they have done harm to our people. We are more than unbroken, we are very determined. And this time we wanted to send that message saying enough is enough.
Union Power Minister Manohar Lal has stated that India successfully met peak power demand of 241 gigawatt yesterday with zero peak shortage. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Manohar Lal said that India has added its highest ever generation capacity of 34 gigawatt during 2024-25 with renewable energy accounting for 29.5 gigawatt. He said the power sector has witnessed unprecedented progress over the past 11 years under the Narendra Modi government. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has held bilateral meetings with heads of election management bodies on the sidelines of his visit in the International IDER conference in Stockholm, Sweden. These engagements aim to strengthen India's long-standing partnerships in election management and democratic cooperation. During the bilateral meetings yesterday, CEC Kumar held one-on-one discussions with heads and senior officials from several election management bodies, EMDs, covering a wide range of global electoral experiences and innovations. Goa police are increasingly adopting advanced technology in crime investigation, said Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant. He emphasized that Goa continues to lead among states in the use of technology in policing. He was speaking at the Goa Police Headquarters during the inauguration of two innovative tools, Spot the Scam and Radical Content Analyzer. Both tools have been developed by students of BITS Pilani. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast severe heatwave conditions over Rajasthan during the next 3 days. Heatwave conditions are also likely over Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Haryana, Madhya Pradesh today. IMD said that warm night conditions are also very likely in Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. Indian shooting ace Elivenil Valaravan settled for the bronze medal in the women's 10-meter air rifle final in the ISSF World Cup in Munich yesterday. The 25-year-old shot 231.2 to finish third on the podium behind 18-year-old Chinese sensation Wang Zifei, who won gold, and Korea's silver medalist Kwon Eun-ji. India's senior men's football team lost 0-1 to host Hong Kong in crucial AFC Asian Cup qualifier in Kowloon last evening. Hong Kong's Stephen Pereira scored an injury time in the 94th minute to secure the win. The defeat jeopardizes India's chances of qualifying for the 2027 Asian Cup in Saudi Arabia and could see them drop to 133rd in the FIFA rankings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.